They give milk away.
They just give. Well, when people first began to have farms just to, you know, for the purposes of selling milk, what would they call that type of a farm?
Well, it is a family type farm, mm-hmm. just a family farm type farm. Mm-hmm. And that is what there was back then.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't none of these big, now you get down south, of course, mm-hmm. they'd be plantations.
Mm-hmm.
But here, mm-hmm. it is just, they were just family sized farms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now like a granddaddy owned a farm, well, his boys or girls would marry, maybe they'd build a home right on that farm,
mm-hmm.
and live right there on the farm with them.
Mm-hmm.
But for as big plantation farms, we didn't have them here.
Mm-hmm.
They're just small type family sized farms, and that's what they had back then.
When people began to buy milk in the store, can you remember when people, where would the milk come from that they'd buy in the store?
Well, the milk that I can remember coming from, it was, first remember, it was cans.
Mm-hmm.
Pet, and carnation, mm-hmm. that. Now, that's what I can first do, never being sold in the store. And I don't know, maybe about time World War One come, you could go to buying this milk that we buy now out of, that's delivered here in the stores for...
When it come in glass bottles.
Yeah, first in the glass bottle. But it's, now this here pet milk and carnation, now that reaches way back to my early back day. Yeah, that goes back a long time back now.
Well, now, the milk for that or for the ones that they sell in the store, now, would the farmers sell their milk to who would they have to?
Until around World War II days here, there's no place for you to sell milk here. They didn't. After they, long about World War II, they got to coming out of... Paragoo places and picking it up here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we used to sell cream. There was a creamer come around and pick up cream, and we could sell cream there in town.
Mm-hmm.
Take the cream from the milk and mm-hmm. sell it. Now we got to doing that long back World War days. That started about World War One days, and back in through the teens and the 20s, that got to be pretty good business here.
Mm-hmm.
And reach on up to the, World War II days, selling cream. The average man had one cow, two or three cows around over the country. Everybody sold a little cream there for several years here. They'd buy it in their stores and have a test of buy in the store.
Well, nowadays, do they have a dairy of any kind around here?
Yeah, there's a dairy up north of town. But it's picked up most of it. It goes to Pagu.
Oh, it goes to Pagu.
They've got a small dairy up
mm-hmm.
here. And there's they sell, they go to customers, have their homes, go to the
mm-hmm.
different customers. We don't. We just buy it up here in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
But there are some do. Yeah.
Well, now, you would milk like in a milk pen or something like that, you're telling me. Now, what about outside the barn? Was there an area for the animals to walk around in outside the barn?
They had a lot.
A lot.
A lot they called a lot.
Uh-huh.
It was fenced around it, and they called it a lot. Of course, there's generally some pasture out there, but
uh-huh.
this here barn had a fence around it, and it would be called a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...